A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Nun Beis, Yevamos 52b, pagination is 104. We're making reference to the last statement of the Mishnah on Nun Amud Aleph 50a, in which the Mishnah stated, Cholatz va'osa maimer, if the living brother did chalitza first to the widow of his deceased brother, and then he did a kiddushin afterwards. Says the Mishnah, Ein achar chalitza klum. There is nothing that can happen after chalitza that will make a difference to us. The chalitza is definitive, and the fact that he did kiddushin afterwards doesn't change anything. The explanation over here is that it's based on Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that once a woman is forbidden to the person because of a lav, because of a prohibition in the Torah, the kiddushin is not tofes. If you give her a ring, it doesn't make a difference. It has no room to take root. For example, let's back up a moment. If a man would go over to a married woman and say, Harei at mikudeshes li, behold, you should be married to me, and he gives her a ring, is meaningless, because the woman is an eshes ish, she's already married, and there's nothing that you can do in such an act that's going to make her more married or less married. She's already married to a different person. Likewise, if a person were to go, for argument's sake, to his mother, a prohibited relationship, to the level of chayve krisus, serious level of prohibition, and say, areat mikudeshesli, the kiddushin simply wouldn't be tofes. It wouldn't take effect, because the level of prohibition is so great that ein kiddushin tofsin, kiddushin will not take effect. Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that even if it's a chayve lavin, even if it's a prohibition, even if it's not the high level capital offense, even then it would not be tofes. And therefore Rabbi Akiva rules, which is this Mishnah is quoting the ruling of Rabbi Akiva, even though it doesn't identify him by name. Once the living brother does chalitza, it's prohibited for him to have relations with this woman. It's based on a pasuk, Asher lo yivne, if he does not build, or he did not build. And we learn, Kevin shelo bana shuv lo yivne, once he decides not to build the legacy of his dead brother, he should no longer do it. It's definitive. It's a definitive statement. Asher lo yivne, he has not built, then he should not build at this point. So it's understood to be a lav, a prohibition. So Rabbi Akiva holds that the kiddushin is not tofes, it doesn't take root. And therefore our Mishnah ruled, cholatz, once you did chalitza, even if you did a kiddushin afterwards with the woman, ein achar chalitza klum, there's nothing that can happen after chalitza from this man that will make a difference, because kiddushin is not tofes, and therefore she would not need a get from him, according to Rabbi Akiva. One of the important lessons in Talmud study is that you can't paskin from a Mishnah, because the Mishnah is still in the time, when it was authored, it was still in the time that there were disagreements among the sages, and not all the rulings that we have today were yet in. In our time, after the Gemara, after the Shulchan Aruch, you have to take those rulings and that approach of codifying different rulings into account. And therefore, we do not paskin from a Mishnah. And this Mishnah is a case in point, because the Mishnah is presenting the opinion of Rabbi Akiva and its ramifications regarding a person who did chalitza and then a kiddushin. And Rabbi Akiva holds this kiddushin is meaningless, because it's already prohibited to have relationship with her because you did chalitza with her, kevan shalo bana shuv lo yivne. But we don't paskin like that, that a prohibition alone should be so forceful and stop the kiddushin from taking effect. On the contrary, if it's only a prohibition, the kiddushin would take effect. They would still be prohibited from a relationship, but the kiddushin would take effect and she would be required to obtain a get from him before she moves on to a new marriage. Let's take a look at our Gemara, Nun Beis Amud Beis, 52b, about 15 lines from the top. Cholatz v'osa maimer. If this living brother did chalitza, and then he did a kiddushin. Just to be able to wrap our heads around what's going on, perhaps he likes her, but he doesn't want to be a tag-along to his brother's marriage. So he does chalitza to terminate the marriage of the brother, and then he decided, I want to marry her. He's doing kiddushin. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Zudive Rabbi Akiva. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who says that the kiddushin after a chalitza is meaningless. The Omar, because he holds, ein kiddushin tofsin b'chai ve'lavin. Kiddushin is not binding, it doesn't take root if the prohibition is there. Aval chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, yesh achar chalitza klom, there indeed could be something that comes after chalitza, because even though it is prohibited, but it's not prohibited to the level of chayve krisis of capital offense. And because of that, the kiddushin works, even though the relationship is prohibited. Let's drop down about 9 lines. The beginning of the line is asmachta ba'alma, and then we continue. Tanya nami hachi, we indeed learnt exactly like you just explained. Omar Rebbe, Rebbe taught, Ein advarim halalu amurim elo ledivir Rabbi Akiva. This ruling of our Mishnah, that's Rabbi Akiva. Shahaya osa chalutza ke'erva, because he considers a woman who underwent chalitza just like an erva, just like a prohibited relationship, the way we understand chayve krisus, high-level capital offense. Rabbi Akiva holds every chayve lav and every prohibition is the same. Aval chachomim omrim, but the way we paskin according to the sages, yeshach chalitza kulum, there indeed could be after the chalitza something, meaning the chalitza creates a prohibition, but it doesn't stop the kiddushin from taking effect, and that has major ramification. Number one, if she wants to move on to a new marriage, she's going to require a get from this living brother who did the kiddushin after the chalitza. Number two, getting even more sophisticated, if a man would come over to her after this kiddushin that followed the chalitza, and this other man would give her kiddushin, trying to marry her, so we would have to keep track of whether we're paskening like Rabbi Akiva or the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Akiva, after Chalitza, she's very prohibited to the living brother, and therefore his Kiddushin didn't take effect, and therefore she's an unmarried woman, and therefore this new man who walks into the picture can affect Kiddushin with her. It'll be binding, and either they'll continue in the relationship, or he's going to have to give a get. But according to the Chachamim, who say that after Chalitza, she's indeed prohibited to the living brother, but it's not such a high-level prohibition, the way it works, it's still going to allow the living brother's Kiddushin that followed the Chalitza to take effect, and therefore she's now married to the living brother, even though it's a prohibited relationship, and she's going to have to get a get from him before she moves on, but she is married. If this new man walks into the picture and wants to be mekadesh her, it won't work because she's already married. And that's the statement from Rebbe Aval chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, yesh achar chalitza klum, there is indeed the possibility for the living brother to marry her after chalitza, even though that relationship is prohibited. I'd like to note that the Ramban, in his comments to the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvahs, uses this Gemara as a proof that the prohibition that a living brother has in the widow after Chalitza is a prohibition level of a lav, of a prohibition. Because you see from this Gemara, even if we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that a prohibition will stop Kiddushin from working, but we do see from Rabbi Akiva that that is the level of prohibition that we're dealing with, that it's called a lav. And that's why our Gemara invokes Ein Kiddushin Tovsin Bechayve Lavin in levels of prohibition. And therefore, on the topic of Minyan HaMitzvahs, of counting what type of mitzvah this is, the Ramban, in his additions, number 14, maintains from our Gemara that the prohibition of the living brother in the widow following the chalitza is the level of a lav. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.